My guest at this time is Larry Haas. He's the former communications director for then-Vice President Al Gore. He is now a senior fellow at the American Foreign Policy Council, and he is the author of the acclaimed new book, Harry and Arthur, Truman, Vandenberg, and the Partnership That Created the Free World. More recently, Larry authored a column for U.S. News and World Report outlining a series of Iranian human rights atrocities and the Obama administration's refusal to do much of anything about it. It's entitled Ignoring Iran's Abuse. And Larry, thanks very much for being with us.
Nice to be here, Greg.
What promises has this administration made about dealing with Iranian human rights abuses as they arise?
Well, they've made a series of promises to members of Congress of both parties, as, in essence, part of their effort to generate enough support on Capitol Hill that the nuclear deal would not be voted down or somehow earned enough votes to override the president's veto of any kind of measure to turn down the deal. They made promises, by the way, on a whole series of fronts, not just human rights, but they made promises with regard to Iran's ballistic missile program and terrorism sponsorship in the region and other efforts to destabilize governments and create more mayhem. So they made promises that they would crack down on Iran if they saw problematic behavior on a series of fronts, including most recently human rights. And as we see and as I document in this piece for U.S. News, they're completely ignoring the evidence that's right in front of them.
There's several things that you mentioned here about these human rights abuses, hanging 13 prisoners on a single day, one in the presence of children, a 10-year sentence imposed on a human rights activist that officially appalled the UN Commissioner for Human Rights, 99 lashes apiece for boys and girls at a graduation party because the girls removed their headscarves and there was some dancing involved. So a couple different questions on this front. Some people might read that and think, well, isn't that pretty standard in Iran? How much of an uptick are we seeing in these abuses?
We are seeing an uptick. I do take the point that this is standard fare. Having said that, we did say that we were going to closely monitor the situation, and the administration said that they would sanction Iran over, you know, outrageous behavior, and I would say that this constitutes outrageous behavior. Now, at the same time, we are seeing an uptick in this kind of crackdown. The regime has been cracking down ever more fiercely on what they consider non-religious or secular behavior. In addition, they have the regime has taken other steps to make very clear that if anything, they're going to become more conservative, not less conservative. And the most recent evidence of that is when the Assembly of Experts, which is going to choose a successor to the Supreme Leader Ali Khamenei, chose as its new speaker somebody by the name of Ahmad Jannati, who's an 89-year-old America hater and a critic of President Hassan Rouhani over his efforts to try to normalize relations with the West. So the regime is, in essence, digging in, becoming ever more conservative, thumbing its nose at the West ever more fiercely, and cracking down on human rights on its own people. This is a very, very tough situation.
Obviously, in the last several years, Larry, the Iranians have built a pretty strong business relationship with the likes of Russia, which is providing some of the technology and materials to build some of these nuclear facilities. Their relationship with the Chinese is pretty good. And obviously, things are on the upswing thanks to the deal with the Obama administration. So are they feeling pretty bulletproof right now?
They're feeling bulletproof for a series of reasons. Number one, all of the new relationships and stronger relationships that you mentioned with Russia and China and others, that's number one. Number two, all of the sanctions relief that they're getting under this nuclear deal, some upwards of $100 to $150 billion of new revenues that had been previously frozen. And number three, in essence, what we're talking about here, which is that they continue to thumb their nose at the United States and the West and Washington in the form of the Obama administration is not doing anything about it because the administration is concerned that if they were to take action to try to sanction Iran on any of the fronts that we're talking about, that Iran will walk away from the nuclear deal. My argument would be, if you yourself as a negotiator are not willing to say that you yourself are going to walk away from the deal unless Iran does certain things, then you're always going to be at their beck and call, and we are in the worst conceivable situation. We've cut this deal, which is very problematic, and we continue to look away every time Iran acts outrageously on some front. So we're in a very subservient position, and that's not where the United States should be.
Larry, you mentioned both Republicans and Democrats want answers from the administration. What answers are they getting, if any? Are they downplaying the conduct? Are they saying it still doesn't rise to the level of sanctions? What answers, if any, are they actually getting?
Well, they're admitting that they have not leveled any sanctions on any human rights behavior. We know that from previous, months of news, that they have not leveled any sanctions over the ballistic missiles program, over terror sponsorship, over anything else. Somehow the administration is saying that they still will sanction behavior if it gets really horrific or really outrageous. But I would argue, and many critics of the administration of both parties would argue, that the behavior is already horrific, is already outrageous. When you hang 13 prisoners on a single day, one of them in the presence of children, when you level 99 lashes each at more than 30 boys and girls for the simple crime of having a graduation party, when you level a 10-year sentence on a human rights activist in Iran, all of that is outrageous. All of that is horrific. So the administration is somehow raising the bar. Every time Iran does something, the administration says, well, it needs to be worse. It's already horrific. It's already outrageous. And it's particularly outrageous that the administration is not doing anything about it.
Larry, you've worked in communications at the White House. Is there, do you believe, a fear inside the Obama administration that publicly leveling sanctions or even major public condemnations against the Iranians, that it's somehow a tacit admission that these are people we never should have been doing business with?
No, I really don't think so. I don't think that's the way the president and his team are thinking. I think they're thinking much more along the way that Ben Rhodes, one of the national security advisors, said quite a while ago when he referred to the Iran nuclear deal as, for us, the equivalent of health reform. That is, it was so important to the administration, starting with the president, to get this deal that they don't want to level any sanctions because they don't want Iran to, in essence, disavow the deal and disavow what they consider to be one of the president's major legacies. So as a result, they are letting Iran do essentially whatever they want on human rights, on ballistic missiles, on terror sponsorship, on regional mischief and mayhem. And no matter what Iran does, the administration is so determined to save this nuclear deal, to prevent Iran from walking away, that they're letting Iran get away with literally murder on a whole series of fronts.
Larry, last few seconds here. You mentioned, obviously, the human rights violations. You also mentioned the ballistic missiles development in Iran, which is obviously a violation of what we'd like to see them doing, although ballistic missile technology apparently was not a major focal point of the Iran deal. Which development do you find the most alarming, if you can rank them at all?
Well, let me say two quick things. First of all, ballistic missiles was supposed to be part of the Iran nuclear deal, and at the last minute, the administration made a concession on something that, again, they had promised Congress they would not do. With regard to what's the latest that I'm most concerned about, the Iranians are testing ballistic missiles that can carry a nuclear warhead and that have longer and longer ranges. They can reach Israel, they can reach Europe, And the longer that these missiles are that they're testing, more and more they're getting closer and closer to be able to reach interests that are closer and closer to us. You know, the more sophisticated missile technology they have, the more they can carry these missiles on warships and maybe launch an attack on us from somewhere in the Atlantic Ocean. And that's not a place we want to be.
Larry, on that sobering note, we'll have to call time. Thank you, sir, very much for being with us.
Thanks for having me.
Larry Haas is a former communications director for then-Vice President Al Gore. He's now a senior fellow at the American Foreign Policy Council. His new book is Harry and Arthur, Truman, Vandenberg, and the Partnership That Created the Free World. His piece on Iranian human rights abuses is in the May 31st edition of U.S. News and World Report. I'm Greg Corumbus reporting for Radio America.